1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Why is the sky blue?
How's the housing market?
Who will win the election?
What is the meaning of life? Talking topics with toddlers.
Good morning, Outfit.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hayon.
Good morning.
Is there a bunny coming to town?
Yes.
Who's the bunny?
Easter.
What does the Easter bunny bring?
Easter eggs.
And how many eggs can you eat?
Four. One, two, three, four.
And what are those eggs made of?
From factory Easter.
Now, are they chocolate eggs?
Yes.
And hang on, do you like Easter eggs?
I love Easter bunnies and chocolate eggs. And it's got some chocolate and it's got some chocolate and rubbish. And make rice and you squish it, you can eat a bite.
And how's the Easter bunny going to get into your house?
Knocking the door and me and my mum open the door.
And are you going to get your mum and dad anything for Easter?
Chocolate and flowers.
Good morning, Billy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jace.
Good morning.
Now, Billy, what's happening this weekend?
It's Easter.
What does that mean?
It means that you get chockey.
Who brings the chockey?
The Easter bunny.
What does the Easter bunny look like?
I don't know.
Do you know, Jace?
It's an Easter bunny egg.
And what does he look like, or she? What does the Easter bunny look like?
The chocolate and he go in the bunny egg, and I need to eat that chocolate.
How many eggs are you going to get, Billy?
15.
And Jace, how many eggs are you going to get?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What's your favourite chocolate, Billy?
White chocolate and normal chocolate. Paige bought me a present, and I didn't eat it.
Why?
Because it was chocolate.
But I thought you liked chocolate.
I don't.
You don't like chocolate? So what are you going to do with all your Easter eggs you get from the Easter Bunny?
A toothpaste brush.
And do you know what happens if you eat all the eggs, Billy?
You'll be sick.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been sick because you ate too many chocolate eggs?
No.
I have.
Hey, Billy, tell me, what time does the Easter Bunny come?
6:30 when you're sleeping.
How does the Easter Bunny get into your house?
Quiet.
Because the Easter Bunny leaves you chocolate. Do you leave anything out for the Easter Bunny, Billy?
No.
Not even, like, food?
Yes.
What food?
I mean, the reindeers.
Oh. All right.
Drinks the beer.
And does the bunny drink a beer?
No.
Good morning, Lillian.
I'm listening up in your house.
Lillian, is the Easter Bunny coming this weekend?
Yeah.
What does the Easter Bunny bring?
Carrots.
Do you leave the Easter Bunny carrots and then you get something else back from the Easter Bunny?
Yeah.
Like what?
Strawberries.
This is a very healthy Easter Bunny.
Lillian, what does the Easter Bunny look like?
Yummy.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Herbs, KB and I, my wife, we don't argue at all. We've got a pretty good relationship and I love that about us. But sometimes things pop up. We have useless arguments, and I've got another one to share with you right now, and it's about the colour of my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's ridiculous, and I only think it's ridiculous because I know I'm right. And she vehemently denies and disagrees with me.
Okay.
I'm about to show you my shirt. There, I've just unzipped my jacket.
And wearing I've a T-shirt.
You my shirt. T-shirt with a little pocket with
it's
a little
plain,
dinosaur
plain, one colour, and on the pocket it's got a yellow dinosaur.
Yes. Now, what colour is this shirt?
Is this a brand new shirt?
No, it's not brand new. It's been through the wash a couple of times, but maybe a couple of months.
Couple of months. I think...
Actually, I bought it overseas, like September last year.
I think... Ooh, it is difficult. Like charcoal. It's a charcoal colour what I'm looking at now with a tint of khaki in it.
Really?
There's sun coming on half of it and sun isn't on the other half.
Face the sun.
And so I reckon maybe it was originally black.
Black. Yeah. I think it's black. I think it's a black shirt.
I think it's, yeah, it's faded.
It has faded a little bit. Obviously, that's what happens with washes. But I said black. KB comes at me. She goes, it's grey. Just flat out grey. I was like, no, it's not. She goes, yes, it is.
I can even see a bit of khaki. Like a tinge of green, yeah.
It's funny you say that because in the office this morning, someone else that works here, I said, hey, what colour's my shirt? And she goes, green.
Yeah.
Just
I'm seeing
straight
more
out green
than grey.
That's interesting. See, I didn't see green at all.
The sun's hitting it, making it real green.
Interesting.
But I reckon if you're saying it's an old shirt, it used to be black.
That's... Yes. Black is the colour of my shirt. Now, KB is a graphic designer and she knows colours for a living.
Yes.
So she's very hard to argue against. My only argument is it's black.
Yes.
But she goes, black can't be any other color. You can't have light black, you can't have dark black. Black is black. And she had a cardigan on that time, which was black. She goes, this is black. And yeah. I said, well, this is the same color. She goes, no, it's not. That's grey.
No, because look at your watch. Put that next to it. That's black. That's completely different, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, it is. That's a very good point. Well made, Herbie. And a little disappointed.
Needed me there, didn't you? I'm moving as a housemate.
Just come and live in the spare room.
Right now, staring at you for a while, I'm going to lock in it's more green car.
Wow. Yep. See, I didn't see that at all. Not once did I think it would be that sort of a colour. So, look, a couple of people, facebook.com/hitriverina, go and have a look at the shirt. Let me know what you think. It's the classic blue gold, whatever the other colours
Yarny,
were.
Laurel.
Yarny, laurel. It's that laurel. All over again. What colour is this shirt? Look, it doesn't bother because I think it's a cool shirt. What do you think of the shirt?
Well, you're still wearing it anyway. So you think it must be okay.
It may not necessarily be cool.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas, Hit 93.1.
Have you found an interesting article just pop up? A lot of random stuff we see. And it was talking about things that wives and husbands have heard their partners say in their sleep.
Yeah.
And it
quite common. A lot of people do sleep talk.
Yeah, exactly right. And I'm one of those people. I have not been known to speak in my sleep before. And some of these are quite fascinating. Someone just tweeted, husband was just randomly sitting up in bed sleeping last night. I said, husband, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm changing my YouTube settings.
Yep,
must
fair
have
enough.
Also been busy on that. Another husband just said hello in his sleep because the phone rang on TV. And this is probably one of my favourite ones, is someone said, they took all my dinosaurs, all of them.
Yeah, that's annoying. That would be exactly you, but you'd say Lego.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Now, it is quite interesting to hear what people say in their sleep. And as I said, I've done this before. And one of the most recent ones, my wife only told me about it my next day, KB. She goes, do you know what you said last night? I was like, I have no idea, obviously, because it's in your sleep and subconsciously. She goes, you said, oh, those guys. And I answered, and she said, she told me, she goes, what guys? And then I said, those crazy guys, the emojis and their costumes.
Yes. Yep. Who knows what you're dreaming about there?
I've got no idea. And it got me thinking as well, and you sort of brought this up a bit earlier too. On 13, 12, 16, I'd love to hear what have you heard your partner say in their sleep.
Yeah.
But you
doesn't necessarily need to be a partner. It can be anyone you've laid next to. I've had so many sleepovers with girlfriends, and one of my girlfriends, she chats more in her sleep than she does when she's awake. So it could be anyone that you've ever shared a room with.
Yeah, exactly right. No, sort of like this one you mentioned too, maybe a one-night stand, and the person that was there said something interesting in their sleep.
Maybe that's why you never went back.
Or their kids. Your kids say some crazy stuff as well. So 13, 12, 16. What have you heard people say in their sleep? Maddie on 13, 12, 16, mate. What have you heard your partner say in their sleep?
Well, we just finished watching Game of Thrones last night. Great episode. And, she's asleep. And next thing you know, I'm the king of the North.
Not Queen of Dragons or anything like King of the North. I suppose. No, and she's sort of gone the second level there too, because it's not even the Iron Throne. She didn't even take hold of all seven kingdoms.
It's probably better than where she's standing at the moment.
Yeah, exactly right.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Did you answer her or anything, or did you just go back to sleep?
No, I wasn't even asleep, mate. I just look at her and think, what are you talking about?
Hey, thanks for your call.
Thank you, bud.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas, Hit 93.1.
A lot of people have their own obsessions. Sometimes you can take it as far as a bit of a odd fetish. Mm. And look, I'm not here to judge. I'm not at all. People can do what they do behind closed doors and we'll just talk about it and laugh sometimes. Because I've come across something pretty interesting, which is happening not just overseas, but all around the world, including Australia. Mm. And what it's to do with is air hostess. So your cabin crew.
Yeah.
What they're doing is they're saying that they can earn a bit of extra cash on the side by selling their tights.
What?
So they're, you know how if you've seen the cabin crew, so the females wear tight stockings if they're wearing a skirt. Sometimes they wear pants, so they won't. But the females who are wearing the tights say that if they put them on eBay, there are some people out there who have the fetish for the tight.
Wow.
And they're making a bit of money off them. And well, so I even, after reading this article, went to eBay to see if this is a thing. You can actually
air hostess tights. How much are they going for?
Huge bundle of cabin crew natural use tights. And a lot of them are worn tights. And so flight attendant cabin crew tights, black, different colours. Now, they do start from around, if we're going over to pounds, around 10 pounds. So you're looking at
30 bucks.
Yeah, 20 to 30 Australian dollars, depending on the dollar. But one crew member came out and said he made, or she made, sorry, off one pair of leggings, £500, which at this stage is $912
Australian. Wow. There are some, look, no offence, weirdos out there. Yep. And I wonder if they buy these to get, say, their partner to dress up as a flight attendant in actual used flight attendant things, or they use them themselves to
I think they are using them. If my partner came home and said, put these on. I paid $912, I'd say, see, there's the door, mate.
From another flight hostess.
See you later. That's but it did get me thinking, it's quite interesting, isn't it? Because you didn't think that.
No, I would never think of that. I've heard of other professions selling their wares, but not that.
Or celebs. A lot of people have an obsession with a celeb, so they'll use a sweat towel from that they had at a concert. And go, oh, yeah, I'll spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on that. And you go, no, that's disgusting. And so I did want to chuck it out this morning. And I know it's a bit of an odd one and one where you've got to be brave to share or brave to dob in a mate.
Yeah.
They're always fun. And so looking for odd obsessions or, dare I say, an odd fetish. Now, I'll put you in the category of odd obsession. I wouldn't say this is much a fetish.
It's definitely not a fetish.
Your Lego.
Yeah, definitely. It's an odd obsession. I collect and build, not play with. There's a difference.
And that's the bit that makes it odd. I think that line.
I don't play with it.
That you have to put that with it. It's like, just be proud of your Lego collection.
Well, I don't pull them off the shelf to play with the minifigures. That's what I mean by not play with. When I move a rocket, I may make a swoosh sound every now and then. But it's not like I'm playing with the minifigures like role playing. Would you say an obsession where you'd be tanning every week?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, hands down. Mum wants me to go to rehab for that. So we're chucking it out this morning, Riverina. We do have some Domino's vouchers up our sleeves. What's your weird obsession or your odd fetish? 13, 12, 16. But we have had one person that's got in contact with us at our Hit Instagram. What's can do that as well. You can stay anonymous, which this person has. And this one, I'm sorry you're eating your breakfast right now.
Oh, no.
Their weird obsession is to collect their toenail clippings.
Oh, no. What do you do with those?
Don't go there.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas hit 93.1.
It's got to be one of the biggest TV shows across the world. I'm talking about the English television show Peppa Pig. And recently she's caused a little bit of a controversy, which she's done in the past because she said some stuff, talk about clothing and that always pops up in the media. But this is something different. This is because parents have noticed that Peppa has caused their children to be doing something that Peppa does, and that is speaking with an English accent. So if you haven't actually seen Peppa Pig, I don't know how you would have missed it. This is a bit of it.
Mummy, Daddy, look! I've got a playgroup star!
That's fantastic, Peppa.
I got a playgroup star. I thought more so when you, instead of the English accent, kids will be snorting.
No, I think they do that anyway. I'd do that if I have a good laugh. I snort. I think that's normal and that's not anything that we need to talk about. But the English accent that kids are picking up, and you hear about this because if kids are watching a fair bit of TV, and look, I'm all for kids watching TV. I know some people say they should have a complete ban. I'm sorry. If you've seen some parents running around, sometimes they just need a bit of a breather.
Yep.
They need to get some housework done. And if putting a kid in front of a TV for a little bit is going to help them, I think go for it. Obviously, you got to get some time outside as well.
Yeah. With the whole accent thing and picking up on it, it's because a lot of our programming is international and kids watch this religiously. They just don't watch one 20-minute episode.
No.
They're watching 3 hours of the stuff, you know what I mean? So it's not just one thing. So obviously it's going to be ingrained in their head. So they turn up to play school or preschool and they're running around with their kids. They're playing Peppa Pig in the back. Of course they're going to start putting the accent on.
And it's also American accents, they say, that we get picked up because a lot of our shows, if you watch TV, they're all coming from America. But Peppa Pig for kids is so big. Player again.
Here she is.
Mummy, Daddy, look! I got a playgroup star.
That's fantastic, Peppa.
There are worst accents out there, though, isn't there?
Now do your Peppa Pig.
Oh, can I listen? Oh, hang on.
Mummy, Daddy, look! I got a
playgroup star.
Mummy, Daddy, look! I think it's great. And I want to see all the little kids walking around with little Peppa Pig accents. Can you sign us out?
It's a Herbie and Dane on Hit 93.1. Is that all right?
Want more Herbie and Dane? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.